So, hello everyone here on what is a beautiful March the 4th day here in Sedona. And I hope that it's beautiful for you wherever you are, at least in your heart. And that you're finding the kingdom of heaven within yourself, no matter what's going on in the outside world. As I was saying just before the call, I do keep, I do come in and open the call for as much as 10 minutes before our call begins, because I feel that it's a very important part of what we do, pardon me, to allow the participants to get to know one another just as friends, as people. We are a community. And even if you only know each other by voice and name, you are connecting in spirit during this blessing. And as we have been studying in the last few courses of Spiritus Online, the information is being given of how connected we really are through the energy of life, and how through the energy of life there's a whole matrix of life that connects us. Now, this does not in any way obliterate our personal uniqueness, our personal sovereignty, our personal responsibility or life path. Yet, at the same time, it's very important to know that you would not be living the life you're living were it not for all of those who support you, love you, serve you, many of whom you will never meet, have never met. They're simply part of the matrix of life. And as we expand our appreciation for this matrix, we expand our openness to receive more from all of the support factors that we know exist in life that we may never meet. We may never meet the farmer in Iowa who who's doing everything to produce really fine organic food that's really worth eating. But when you see this produce and you say thank you, it affects that person. You may not know how much it does, but it does. And this is what we're learning in the blessing, is the power of an intangible conveyance of energy that eventually will bring your consciousness up to a level where it's not so invisible, to where you really can begin to see, feel, and touch these higher frequencies of energy that are part of the matrix of life. You know, it's been actually measured that a soul has a weight to it. With very, very sensitive instruments, human bodies have been weighed before and after death, and it's been noted that there's a subtle change in the weight of the body at the moment of death. Now, that indicates that there is an energetic field that contains some mass within the gravitational field. So, yes, all levels of energy are within the gravitational field. This is one of the reasons I want your shoes and socks off. I want your feet on the ground. I want you connected to that. And your head pointed to heaven, because we are learning to accept a broader field of supply in the blessing. If you're experiencing scarcity in life, it's probably because you've narrowed your field of supply to such a limited circle, to such a limited range of possibility, that you've tapped it out. And you need to expand that circle. In life, it's no different than if you were selling soap, and you've tapped out your local. Let's say you're selling handmade soap, and you're selling it locally at the health fairs, and then you have a small mailing list for people that buy that soap. Well, at a certain point, the people on that mailing list have enough soap. And the only way you're going to expand your sales of that soap is to expand your outreach and your expand your mailing list. So then you're going to have to go to larger fairs, health fairs. Perhaps you're going to have to get a website or other things. The reason I'm using this mundane example is because it's easy to grasp. It's easy to see at that level. But our spiritual outreach is no different. Our receivership for our life and our blessings is no different. We can literally tap out the supplies around us and become a persona non grata. That means an unwelcome person sometimes because we're always moaning and groaning to our friends about not having enough. I'm never happy. My job doesn't work. I just can't fix this illness. Well, you need to expand your circle of support. There's somebody out there who can help you. And number one would be God your Father. Number two, the Holy Spirit. Number three, Yeshua. Number four, the whole spirit of life and all that it can bring to your consciousness that might lead you to other people who really do have the answers. And so, bit by bit by bit, we're expanding our circle. Now, as we expand the circle, I want you to just relax and let it be. And that's one of the reasons I tell you to put your mind on the park bench, because your mind always works on memories and past experience. And if you're having a problem, your past experience is too limited. It's too limited to solve the problem. And so don't bring your mind into this. Allow yourself just to receive all the new, fresh energy, and then go and rest for 7 minutes after the blessing and allow it to just permeate your life on a body, soul, spiritual level. One of the great things I really enjoy doing is using my Christ Sense. If those of you who have Christ Sense, now would be a really good time to put some on. I would recommend the three most important places for it would be top of your head, on your heart, and the bottom of your feet, because that's where those are the power points that we're going to want to be pulling in this larger range of energy. Those of you who have purchased the Copaiba lotion, this is something that's also very powerful for your feet during the blessing, because it's an organic lotion with the essential oil Copaiba that is from the tree in the rainforest. This has never been refined. It's tapped out of the tree, pretty much like maple syrup, and then just bottled. It never has to be refined, which means it's never been altered in terms of its natural rooting constitution. And I find that it's a wonderful grounding energy for making connection with the earth, because there's nothing artificial about it. And the lotion we put it in is all natural. It's like aloe vera, almond oil, jojoba, no alcohol, no mineral oil, nothing refined. It's all just pure lotion. So that's another good thing. The other important thing, all during the time we're talking, be sipping on some water, and I need to let somebody else talk so that I can do the same thing. You want to be very hydrated, because remember, water conducts energy, and you want your whole body hydrated. Don't come into this dehydrated, because wherever you have dry spots on your skin or in your cells or in your system is a point where the flow of energy could be blocked or could be stopped or redirected. So be very, very hydrated, and it will be a much gentler experience, and it will go deeper into all the cells of your body. So I do have some things I'd like to share with you today that were created just specially for this day. But first of all, I know you were busy beavers talking to one another, and perhaps somebody has something to share. Yes, I see Eva's on the call. Hi, Eva. Oh, and Eva, before you speak, let me tell everyone how to get on. Press star 6 on your telephone, then follow the prompt to press 1 when it says press 1. So, hi, Eva. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you so much once again for the blessings that you are doing. And I have two requests for today for the blessing givers. One is a very good friend, well, friends actually, who have lost a brother to suicide. And this family this is the second time they're going through this. Another sister about 10 years ago, that was. And it just seems very difficult for a family to have to experience this. And I would appreciate, you know, blessings for the family, and of course for the spirit of the one who is gone.
Yes.
The other one is the farmers who are struggling. The organic farmers. There's one in Wisconsin presently who's been undergoing. He was subpoenaed because he has his wonderful organic farm and selling raw milk, and people are consuming it and getting well from their diseases. And he's being hounded by the authorities, and they have put blue dye into his milk one day and taped up all his coolers and accused him of selling without a license. And he says that you can't get a license to sell raw milk in Wisconsin. So he's just, like, you know, stuck. There was a hearing Friday, I believe, and I don't know the outcome of that. But there are many others. I'm close to farmers in Pennsylvania that some of them have had the same problem. And there's people, friends of mine, who are trying to get the laws changed in New Jersey, where I am, so that we can not have to go through a hassle to get the raw milk which we want. So I know that fighting is not the answer, although people use that term a lot. And if we can raise the consciousness and raise the vibrations, that these things will be resolved. And I just wanted to bring that to people's attention, and that we might be able to send our energies their direction to.
Oh, thank you, Eva. We will keep your friend and their family in our prayers. And all of the people who have the conscience to do something about our food, especially in this country. Right now, America is way down the list on foods worth eating. We have dropped, from number one to down at least 30 on the list in the last generation. And we have a very, very serious health problem in our country because of the polluted and chemically preserved, chemically engineered food, not to mention the GMO, genetically modified foods, and the prohibition that is beginning to be laid upon your average farmer just for doing a good job. Yes, I sometimes do blessings just for the food and for the plants and the animals that produce it, because this is part of the matrix and the energy of life, and we must preserve that energy of life in all of its ways. And the answer is to lift up the energy of life in this country. It's ironic that in third world countries where people are closer to the doorstep of starvation, they actually, in many cases, have healthier food, and they have less nutrition-related diseases. Now, they may have malaria and other diseases that come from environmental causes, and that's due to lack of cleanliness and hygiene and environmental controls. But but they have fewer food-related diseases. All food-related diseases are growing exponentially by the day. And we have to be mindful of this because it is lowering the whole energy of life. So thank you, Eva. That was a very, very important comment. And we have a caller from Toronto. Hi, you're on. Hello, area code 647.
Hello, I think you might mean New Zealand.
Well, it's just Toronto, but hey, I'll take you.
Good, thank you. Hello, my name is Helen, and I live in Lake Taupo, New Zealand. And just to comment on what you were just saying about the food, in New Zealand, they are trying to pass the same laws that your country has passed in relation to raw milk and seeds and everything, and it's an ongoing battle for those of us who are conscious about this issue to prevent those laws from being passed. So it would be great if you could help us with your blessings to keep us persistent and strong enough to prevent those laws from being passed. But that's not what I wanted to say.
Okay.
What I wanted to say is I'm in New Zealand because I come from Zimbabwe, which is a country where the political leadership has rendered life almost impossible in that country. My question is, what is the most effective spiritual thing I can do from New Zealand to help the leaders, the land, the people, and all beings in Zimbabwe? And could the blessing process please include today the country of Zimbabwe and the continent of Africa? Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that Africa holds a great hope for the world as we lift up consciousness beyond the suppression of tyranny, because the life force is still so strong in Africa, all through Africa. The sense of community among the people in Africa is still very, very strong. I'll tell a very quick story, and this I don't know how. Well, I'll make it as quick as I can. There were a few years ago I went to Germany to celebrate the release of the Keys of Yeshua in German. And the thing I was struck by, in addition to the incredible love of the people, was their sense of, shall we say, independent enterprise. Free enterprise among the people was still alive and well. And on the streets you would see farmers that would bring their produce in, and there were streets and streets in Frankfurt, Munich, and two other cities I visited that were full of flower vendors, fish vendors, meat vendors, bakers, you name it. It was all a byproduct of individual enterprise. And the sense of freedom and the sense of joy that was there was something I have not noticed in this country for probably, I would say, about 45 years, because the free enterprise has been encroached on for about that long. I grew up in a small town in Texas where it was easy to go to the rancher and buy your produce. It wasn't all about licensing. Agribusinesses had not taken over yet. My uncle had his own private filling station, gas station, and it was not owned by Shell Oil. He had a little private enterprise going for him where he bought oil and gas from Shell. Eventually, by 1965, Shell had bought up every one of the independent franchises. It was all company-owned. Agribusinesses, the ranchers were selling out to the big agribusinesses, and I was noticing a sense of depression coming into the economy, even though the dollar was still strong. We were headed for inflation by the 70s. because people were not controlling their economy. And I think there's a bigger issue involved than just food. The bigger issue is taking personal economy out of our hands. But what we're doing in our courses about the energy of life and a better life and now the bridge between heaven and earth is we're looking at how we take our life, and no matter what's going on in the world, we bring the heaven inside us into how we manage and externalize our life. You see, we first have to discover what's inside us. As Yeshua said, it's not out there. It starts in ourself. And I sent you, all of you, a video about this wonderful, heroic woman who was in a death camp in Germany. And because she was a pianist, she was given a little bit of privilege to entertain for the Nazis. And then she and her son were taken back to the camp every night. If she had crossed the line in any way, she would have been dead within hours. But she managed to stay on the positive side of that experience because she discovered what she called the Garden of Eden within herself. And she discovered it through her love of music. Now, each one of us has that Garden of Eden within ourselves. And my recommendation is to discover whatever triggers that in your life. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with the world, first focus on what's right with you. And then magnify what's right with you. And then find what's right with another person and another and another. And focus upon that until the three, the four, the five, the six of you are together building a whole new reality. And that's not to say that we need to ignore the things that are wrong with the world and not address them. We should not permit these things that are going on, and yes, we do need to expose them. But I think that exposure and a statement of non-acceptance is perhaps as far as we need to go. And let me say that in a way that hopefully will make sense, because I don't want to deter people who are dedicated advocates. We do need our advocates, because dedicated advocates have made a difference in everything from civil rights to better standards of education to clean water, environmental issues. Our truly informed, truly dedicated advocates do make a difference. But for most of us to sit around grieving, turning our milk sour with all of our fears and bad attitudes about life are not doing any good. The one thing most of you need to do is to voice your discontent and your lack of consent. Let me tell you something. Each one of us are sovereign beings. We were created in the image of God. And that brings us a lot of power that goes way beyond the polls and the voting chamber. Every time we say, I do not consent to this, we have voted in terms of the voting chamber of the universe, and you have denied your consent to it. Your sovereignty counts a great deal. Then, when you expose it, let's say you tell your friends, you tell groups that you're with what you know. You've contributed to that disallowance of this criminal, let's say, deterioration of our society. But then you don't wallow in it. Okay? You've cast your vote. You have said, like Yeshua said, get thee behind me, Satan. But he didn't keep on talking to him. He didn't keep on nagging him and nattering with him and fussing with him. He just said, get thee behind me, Satan. And then Yeshua went on to do his divine duty. Your divine duty here is to complete Yeshua's work and bring heaven on earth. So then you get back to what's right with life. What's right in your life? What can you do to make your life more right? You vote again by what you buy in the grocery store. You vote again by what you support. When you find something worth supporting, buy it. When you find somebody worth supporting, support them. When you find work worth supporting, you be part of it. When you find a community that holds to your values, you be a loving member of that community. See, this is how the woman survived in the death camp. She found the first thing that was right in her life, which was music and her son. She loved her son with all her heart. He loved her music. She loved her music. Together, they created the Garden of Eden. And from that Garden of Eden, they made every little thing around them better. It didn't mean they were consenting to what was going on, but they didn't wallow in it. Because they both knew that the power lies in your choice. In the first century of Christianity, when it still remembered the presence of Yeshua, when the apostles were still very dearly remembered just only a generation ago, or grandparents remembered them and so forth, just as Christian persecutions were beginning, Christians were thrown to the lions. In the arena, they didn't just hug each other and say and pray and cry and pray to God that they would be saved. What they did is they opened their arms and they sung. They embraced the spirit of joy that in only a few moments they would be in the presence of their beloved Christ. They focused upon what was important to them. Now, that didn't mean they were denying the lions. It didn't mean they were pretending they weren't there, or they had just skipped into la-la land where things weren't real. No, they went into the kingdom of heaven within, and they sang. And they sang for joy, and actually, as a matter of fact, some of them are known to have survived because of that. The lions consumed their hunger on the majority, and those left singing were of no interest to the lions at all and completely baffled the Romans, who released them. So those who were consumed went straight to heaven. Those who were not consumed went back to life to live the kingdom of heaven within their heart. So, yes, there are things wrong in the world. It's important that we address them. But still, I bring back my common theme to you. Don't pray from scarcity. Don't pray from judgment. Don't pray from what's wrong. Pray from the kingdom of heaven that it may be expanded. Actually, Yeshua gave us two commandments, which is all we really need to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. One is to love God with all your heart and your fellow man, your neighbor, as yourself. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to like everybody equally. But there's someone right now you can love as yourself, that you can share the kingdom of heaven within yourself with. Do it. Make that kingdom of heaven even stronger. Go out and have a great day. And then another great day. And expand it and expand it. And we're going to learn all the greater details of how to do that and how to really make it work in our next 4-week course. So we have someone else on our call. Tarek?
Oh. Hi. This is Tarek calling from Miami.
Hi, how's Miami?
It's rainy today, but it's a nice change of pace.
Okay.
My question to you is when you get your messages from Yeshua, if he ever talks about ascension or the work of light workers or star seeds and expanding human consciousness. And so I feel like, I'm a little younger and I just see a lot of my peers are just so disconnected spiritually and are just consumed with, materialism and are really just lost. And, I've lost a lot of friends to addiction and they deal with a lot of shame and guilt from that, and it's really an epidemic that in our country, and there's a lot of young people suffering from serious drug addiction, and it's really taking them away from spirit. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that subject. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tarek. And yes, you're absolutely right on that. A lot of people have become distracted by materialism and artificial stimulants for endorphins and good feelings that don't last long enough and they're not real. It's a deception. And yes, we do need to rise above that. Special people have incarnated, like you, to help bring forth the kingdom of heaven on earth. And thank you for doing that, Tarek. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to stand among your peers and to be who you are. I can totally relate to that because of the message that I've been bringing to the world. And sometimes people look at me like, what are you on? What are you seeing that I can't see, that none of the rest of us see? Well, a word of hope is that it really comes from the kingdom of heaven within. And when Yeshua appears to me, sometimes I'm very distracted in the midst of just doing life, and I almost don't see him. He comes in like, it's almost like a little shadow, just a little glimmer of light, and I wouldn't catch him at all except that I smell the smell, and I see the glimmer of light. And what I do is I sit down, and I go into the heart, the kingdom of heaven within. The minute I connect with the kingdom of heaven within myself, then there he is. It's so easy to see him. And the connection is made. And that further confirms what I've been saying, is that we connect one to one to one. And I don't think the kingdom of heaven is going to come any other way. It's going to come from each of us claiming our sovereignty over our life, being in the kingdom of heaven within, and receiving the presence of the Holy Spirit and God, however you see God. And all the names of God are fine, they're relevant, because none of them are sufficient. We can't define God. God is bigger than anything we can say, well, this is or this is not God. How can we say that when God created every single thing? But we can receive the Holy Spirit, and we can know Yeshua as our companion. And it's time that we do that now. But thank you for just holding your space, Tarek, and have the courage to continue doing it, because you will be rewarded for it. And my advice is that look for people who can join you in that space and work with you, and then the third and the fourth and the fifth person. And it's not that I recommend that you form an exclusive community of exceptional reality, because in the end we have to deal with what's here. But it helps to confirm what you see. Just as when Yeshua comes to me, I go into my heart and my heart confirms that he's here. And so we do confirm with one another that, yes, there is a better way to be. There's a better place to be. There's a better level on which life can unfold more perfectly for more healing, more happiness, and more prosperity, to bring in a larger range of better opportunities. So I hope that helps.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And My heart goes out to you, and I wish you all the best. So it's time for our blessing, everyone. And I'm going to go off of the lecture. And we're going to begin our prayer to Yeshua, if all of you will be in your blessing pose. And if blessing givers will join me, those who choose to offer the blessing along with me, remembering all the requests today that have been given, and whatever comes into your heart, let it be, unite from the kingdom of heaven within. To the kingdom of heaven within all of these people and places that are suffering, that they too may find the kingdom of heaven. Everyone else, start your prayer now. Just go into your heart and pray for whatever unites you the most with God and unites you most with the kingdom of heaven as you see it now. I will begin my affirmation to Yeshua, and then there will be 3 minutes of energetic conveyance. Dear Yeshua, our friend, our brother, the one who loves us no matter what, the one who holds the kingdom of heaven for us to enter, no matter what condition of life we may find ourselves in, let us know that it's only a swift and simple decision to be in the kingdom of heaven, regardless of the condition. So many times we deny that opportunity because we feel that the kingdom of heaven is less real than the hardships around us, which have commanded our attention. We think those hardships and those cruelties and those depletions are more real than heaven. Help us to know that there is nothing more real than heaven, for it endures forever. It was with us before our birth. It will be with us after our life. And it is for the kingdom of heaven that we live, that we may take every experience in our human life and make choices within it to return to the greatest aspect of our being, knowing that the greatest aspect of our being is with us always, no matter what, as Yeshua demonstrated on the cross. Knowing you could have walked away from the cross, dear brother, but you didn't. You embraced it, you allowed the inevitability to happen, and you transcended it. Even in the midst of all that pain, that suffering, and that loss, in the midst of your ability to lose hope and even ask God your Father, have you also forsaken me? You still found the kingdom of heaven. You survived. You transcended. Teach us that lesson, that we may receive all the bounties of the earth, which has endless bounties, all the bounties of heaven, which have never even been explored. They are so great. And all the love that we can share heart to heart with one another. Amen. the energy conveyance is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes, absorb, and be blessed. Much love goes to you from God the Father, from the universe, from Yeshua, from the Holy Spirit. And I love you too. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.